The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'm sure you've noticed that most little kids are afraid of the dark. Odd noises that go unnoticed during the day become frightening once the lights are turned out. The house creaks, and it sounds like there's something under the bed. One little nightlight has the power to banish the darkness and make us feel safe. That little light is more powerful than a whole room full of darkness. 2,000 years ago, the Holy Land was a fearful place in which to live. It is today as well. Through Malachi, God promised to send a Messiah to usher in a new age of freedom and joy. But now 3 centuries have come and gone, and they're worse off than before. Occupied by Rome, their economy in shambles, violence had become a way of life. They felt divided and powerless. Despair was the order of the day. They were a conquered people. And then finally God intervened. A new star appeared in the night sky, light in the darkness. A baby born in a stable outside an obscure village in the middle of the night. As we read in today's gospel, actually the gospel they'll have tomorrow morning, the true light, which enlightens everyone, came into the world. At first, only a few people could see that this new light was special. Mary, Joseph, a few shepherds we heard about in today's gospel, this evening's gospel. Later, the Magi, Gaspar, Baltazar, Melchior. And then we'll see Simon and Anna in the temple. Maybe a dozen people in all. Now, obviously, there are a whole lot more people who saw the star. The innkeeper knew that there was a woman out there in the shed giving birth. Even King Herod knew about it from the Magi. But they were all blind, still in the darkness, about what this birth meant. This was the turning point of all of history, and only a handful of people even noticed. Soon the shepherds and the Magi will go home, never to be heard from again. The Holy Family will leave town too. They'll flee to Egypt, leaving the innkeepers and the baby-killing Herod behind. And then for the next umpteen number of years, this light of salvation will be theirs to nurture alone, Joseph and Mary, the best they know how. You know, Mary and Joseph were amateurs, meaning that most of the time they didn't fully know what they were doing, but also meaning that they did it out of love. Amateur, ama, comes from to love. Their light of love protected and nurtured the light of salvation, raised him, trained him, formed him in the quiet warmth of a humble home in Nazareth, until that day 30 years later when his public ministry will begin and his light will burst forth finally for all to see. For most of us, today's feast of Christmas, this festival of light, got lights all over the place, carries with it warm memories, not only from Jesus' childhood, but also from our own childhood as well. and appropriately so, because every child contains within a spark of that same light that we celebrate in Jesus today. And like Mary and Joseph, you parents are charged with protecting and nurturing that light, this future hope, forming your children in the quiet warmth of your loving home. And of course, you're an amateur, but that's the best part. Like Mary and Joseph, you do it out of love. So as we celebrate Christmas in this church and in your homes, let us remember that no matter how fearful things get out there in our sometimes very dark world, the light of Christ is more powerful than any evil you or I will ever have to face. That new star began to glow in the night sky 2,000 years ago, and yet it continues to glow in the hearts of all who believe, even today. The true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world, and all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God.